3. Farangis on the horizon. Ahmad Shah may have been the first king of Afghanistan, but he was the last of a long line of conquerors who amassed a tribal army and flung together an empire stretching from Central Asia to India. He was the last because the political map was changing drastically by the time he died. New powers were moving into the region, powers no local warrior could beat in open battle. Some called them the Farangi, a corruption of Frank, the name of the tribes that had come out of Europe 7 centuries earlier to storm Jerusalem and trigger those centuries of battle the Farangis called the Crusades. Since then, Farangi had become the generic term for Europeans. Now, one group of Farangis was coming to the forefront in India. Local people called them the Angrezi, a Farsi Pashto corruption of the word English. The Angrezi had been in India for more than 150 years at this point. The first English trading post had been planted on the Indian coast in 1613, not by the government of England, but by the East India Trading Company, a private English corporation looking to enrich its shareholders. In 1707, England and Scotland merged to form Great Britain, after which it was no longer just the English, but the British who were in India. But they were still there mainly as merchants and traders, operating humbly out of little stations that the great and powerful Mughal dynasty allowed them to construct on a shoelace of land along the coast. The British were just one of several European groups competing to do business in India at that time.